compact in thought. So Krishna Lahari is also another kind of lunatic of poetry.
Except that it would mean concentrating all my consciousness on the one single image of Krishna.
Not image.
Or the one single thought or name or feeling or awareness.
But that we have got varieties of beauty. It's that real. You're seeing on the part there are all the images. All the images. In the everywhere, there are all the images. In Krishna. We want extra time to work on Krishna. The 24 hours is not sufficient for us. Yes? Then we can see that we are stealing working time. Goswami, they used to sleep for 1.5 hour only. And that also sometimes forgot.
The dream?
Not in there. Volumes of books they have written. But there is no writing, chanting, dancing, talking, engagement. That we have been taught by Arjuna. 24 hours engagement in Krishna. So Maya has no scope to enter in our mind. He always remains as a very powerful character. Bhakti, Mukhita, Bhakti, Sri, 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 Bhagavan, Shah, Devina, Haradi, Bhakti, Bhakti, Sura, Mukhti, Mukhti, Mukhita, Angeli, Seva, Vyasma, Vilamangal Thakur, a great devotee. He executed devotional studies for 700 years.
In
his previous life, he elevated himself to the loving state of Krishna. Not exactly, just previous, somehow, extent. But somehow or other, could not finish. So according to the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, he was giving God to light brown himself. Can call that. But weakness generally sometimes lets down to one or any other. So, by bad company, he began woman hunter, prostitution. He was too much addicted to one woman, Sintam. His father died and he did not marry. In your country he is called boyfriend and in our country he is called prostitute. So you are sad about this prostitute, Sintam. So he was performing the rituals but you are thinking of his girlfriend. He asked his father, give me some food. I shall go. So he sat down. But anyway, he performed. He did not perform. His mind was there. He took some nice food stuff. And when he went, there was a big liver. It was very heavy. And the liver was floated. So he thought, how shall I go? The other side. one dead body was floating. And he hardly the law. He took the help of the law and went to the other side. And it was heavy rain. And then when he reached Chintamani's home, he saw the door is locked, probably blocked. So he jumped over the wall, taking the tail of the serpent. And when he reached inside, he knocked the door, and Chintamani was there, talking. He said everything. Jump over this wall, so he saw everything. But there was a big snake hanging. So he caught that rope and jumped. And then when he went to the US side, he thought that was a dead body. So at that time, Chintamani thought, oh, this man is so much addicted to me. So he told, oh, this like attracts him if he would have with Krishna. Of life. So immediately get his sense. Because he was addicted to that position in his previous life. So immediately left. And was playing alone in the love. And on the way he saw another big flower. So he was to be attracted by woman. So he again being attracted. So he was falling. So this woman after entering, she told her husband, they see this man is falling for his girlfriend. So he asked him, he saw this man. This man, Brahma. He said to me, oh, I've been attracted by your wife. But the bishop was, oh, hey, come on. I said, you can die right away. He was running. So, he was received well. And at night, when he was given place, then he asked the woman, Mother, will you give me your testing? He took the testing and pushed it. Since then he can fly. And in that blindness he was watching Krishna. And Krishna was coming to him and in the class he's seeing dance and he's applying new kind of fly. So this belongs to Thakur Bhagavan who Krishna on Lama. It's very valuable. That is very highly similar to Lord Chaitanya.
What century is that?
It is 700 years. Huh? Yes. 14th
century. But the build up, how do you pronounce it?
No. 14th century, not Vilamanga. Vilamanga Thakur.
Vilamanga.
Yes.
Vilamanga.
Hello. There are many quests. You are dead first, but if you read this Krishna Lama, it's a poetry. Oh. In fact.
We
just try to read this, not on the Sadhu, especially. Narottam Das Thakur.
Narottam.
Then Bengal. That song you are reading last time, Nitai Pada Pamala, that is Narottam Das Thakur. Oh, for the first time, to become poet is another quality. Vaishnava has than to fix one thing.
And one of them is to become full of also.
Wait. That's too great. God is not that great. What becomes old, complete love will come in.
Is that what it's
saying? Yes. Yes.
Arjuna just typed it up.
Of the devotee, one kind of everyone, two does not quarrel with anyone, three fixed in the absolute truth, four equal to everyone, five faultless, six charitable, seven mild, eight clean, nine simple, 10 benevolent, 11 peaceful, 12 completely attached to Krishna, 13 no material hankering, 14 meek, 15 steady, 16 self-controlled, 17 does not eat more than required, 18 sane, 19 respectful.
I think 10.
20 humble, 21 grave, 22 compassionate, 23, friendly, 24, poetic, 25,
thank you.
25, expert, and 26, servant.
Yeah, a whole list is that, is that an old list or have you made that up for young Americans?
Yes. No, it doesn't fall from the list.
Oh, this would have to
be. This is the best. What does it mean? Because sometimes it doesn't fall. You have to test yourself. But they are developing this body. This is what testing.
Yeah, I'm slowly developing all my own sanity.
Then, insanity for seeking Krishna, that is required. Yeah. Unless you become insane after Krishna, that's like Lord Chaitanya.
Is Kabir in the Vaishnava tradition?
Huh?
Is Kabir in the Vaishnava tradition?
Is mystic.
What tradition is he in, actually?
He's in Vaishnava, something old. He's in Vaishnava, so old, and he has got some Vaishnava thought, that's all. Parvati thought.
So who is the most perfect of the Vaishnava poets, of the Mira? Mira?
Mira
was
the devotee,
served
Krishna.
Yeah. Krishna.
The
devotee means
Krishna. Yes.
He was the Mira, Krishna devotee.
Yes.
Oh, how
strong
that call.
And you use her songs here, so. Yes, in India it is very popular.
Yeah.
They asked me that written in Hindi.
Yeah.
Some of them have been interpolated, but Mira was a devotee. She saw Bhagavatam. So contemplate. She has written many poetry.
Is that very much of her?
Lord Chaitanya.
But she's a contemporary of Chaitanya.
Yes.
Did they meet?
No. He appreciated that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. And yet, she has written on poetry, song, that now, he has let the science of truth, and he has then the sannyasi dog. And that's it. Yes. And why did you are here and pick up Pera and now you are well headed in this way? The Pera, I appreciate that. Unlike the Lord's prediction. But Pala gave a small Krishna dog to play. And she developed love for Krishna, her husband. So when she was married, she was prince, daughter of king, and she was married to another prince.
What position does Ananda Mai Mark have now?
She was in Krishna.
She's in Krishna.
She's not a divorce. There are many impersonalists. They take advantage of They say Chaitanya thought that Sankar's mom that follow the principle of Chaitanya, but ultimately we take the conclusion of Sankar. That means
What was the conclusion of Sankara's service?
Sankaracharya's was conclusion that to be good evening. They do not know it, but actually, when there was too much enmity and people began almost at peace under the shadow of big righteous, God would have been. He wanted to stop men from this sinful activity of killing unnecessarily, under the plea of Veda. So he invented the Ahimsa, not Mahaprabhu. And because people will give evidence, in the Veda there is, they are not following actually the Veda, but just like crooked lawyers take the advantage of vows. Similarly, therefore Lord Buddha says, I do not follow meditation. I have nothing to do with Veda. It is my own formula. The guided additional prayer, because Vaishnavas can understand how God is praying. So, he writes, Nati Jagga Vijay Raha Suti Jatam. My dear lad, now that appears, as Lord Buddha declined the very righteous Suti Jatam. Suti Jatam is very. While Sadaya Vidaya Darshitata Sutham, you are so uncomfortable. Poor animals being killed and missed. Kesava Vita Buddha Sarira. Jai Jagadish. All glories to Jagadish. He has now assumed the form of Lord Buddha and you are praying in Krishna. So Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna. Now what else he described is accepted as the 10th incarnation.
Who is 9?
9 was Balade, Krishna's elder brother, Balarama.
Then Buddha is one possible ten.
Not ten. Buddha is 9, yes. Buddha is 9, Balade is 8. Tenth is everything.
Okay.
Kalki.
Yeah. Now what is Kalki's nature?
Kalki's nature is very difficult in Balarama. He becomes just like a prince, royal guest, it's called. And on horseback, simply killing, no preaching. All that does kill, no preaching. There is no brain to understand what he's doing.
No brain to understand?
It is so dull.
Yeah.
So dull.
Yeah.
It's a bad brain to understand. It's just like Lala did say. Even prasanna manasa, fully joy. Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Even prasanna manasa, Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, mukta samasa, I am free from all material contamination. He can understand God. Vikri God is the chief thing and we are not understand. Because they do not understand, they say them something nonsense. God is like this, God is like that, God is. And when God himself comes up, here I am, Krishna, they don't accept him. They create their own God.
So Kalki comes at the end of the Kali Yuga?
Yes.
I mean, if Kalki can end it with the Kali Yuga cycle. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kalki, yes.
So he would come at the end of Kali Yuga, to end the Yuga.
Then Satyajuga will begin.
Then what begins?
Satyajuga.
Which is?
Satyajuga.
In something.
Yes, certainly. People will be fired, truthful, non-living.
are those people that remain, or whatever new creation comes out of
them? Some of them will remain. Some of them, it will not completely extinct. Some of them will remain. Fire. Prasrama, Sadhana, Vilasa, Duskrita. All these creations in the cave, and out of them, there must be some fire.
Do you think of this in terms of a historical event that will occur in the lifetime of your disciples?
No. This will happen at least 400,000 years after. At least.
Down for 400,000 years?
Yes. So at that time, my disciples will be in Krishna. And those who will not follow them, they will see the path.
Will people be still chanting Hare Krishna in 400,000 years?
No. Hare Krishna will finish in 10,000 years. There is no more Hare Krishna.
So what will be left?
Nothing? Yes. That will be, I will kill you and eat you, and you shall kill me initially. That will be left.
Yes,
there will be no grain, no milk, no sugar, no fruit, so I have to eat you and you have to eat me. Full facility for meat eating. Krishna is very kind. He'll give this all right, 5,000 times. He'll test your own son. They eat their own offspring, tigers. This is
how
they eat. There is no brain for Krishna, no preacher, nothing else. Go to the town. And then Krishna is gone. All right. Let me kill you so that you can say it.
But you see, that's actually a historical thing, 10,000 years for the chanting of, the diminishing chanting of.
Yes, it is.
Well, then, do you think more people will chant Hare Krishna?
Oh, yes.
Fewer.
More people. Not the indeed.
Until?
After 10,000 years.
And then?
Then they will.
So, what is the purpose of right now in a world in
which. People will take advantage of this after 10,000 years.
This is like the last stroke.
Yeah.
The last gas.
So, it's going to be dead to set the center of Krishna consciousness.
Well, then, according to Vedic theory, when did this yuga begin? According to this Vedic theory, or this is Shastra.
Yes.
When did this yuga
begin? From this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of that you have passed 5,000. There is balance 437,000. Out of that 10,000 years is nothing.
Where is all this, and the detail and analysis of what goes on within the calendar.
Yes, I did sometimes.
There are translations of that. There are some translations of that.
Yes. And the 12th Council, the Qualitative descriptions are there.
12th Council.
And in time, all the different appearances too. Just like there is one statement. Sitarama Eva is why. Marriage will be performed since you are ignorant. Lavanam Kesadharana. People will think that he has become very beautiful by feeding one chakra. That is coming to you. Either this is the key.
Now, in the Bhagavad Puran, is there also provision for the Chaitanya?
Oh yes, go. Oh yes. Krishna Bhagavan Sahara. Rabindad and it's the hope.
So it's on this quotation from Bhagavad Puran that Chaitanya built this.
No. That is program,
yes,
already presented. And he came to execute the program. It's like, I'm making a young lady program. I come and execute it. That's all.
Yes.
But, anyway, here is the in the Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord comes as one who always chants the holy name of Sri Krishna. Who is Sri Krishna himself, whose complex name is real. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32 verses. We have accepted that Chaitanya is not not parasitic. Evidence is in Mahabharata, in the Upanishads, in Puran, in Alva, in all Vedic.
Within this period of 10,000 years, only those who hear Krishna's name,
yes,
and worship Krishna by chanting,
Vikalaneva Krishnasa, Muktasanga Parambhaja,
can
be also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam.
So only those who practice Krishna chanting can be
immediately liberated and go back to home, that's why.
And everybody else is involved deeper and deeper in the yoga.
Anyone believes in the chakra, they will test you. That is interesting. To take advantage of authorized teachers. You will find in Bhagavad history of Chandragupta and Javans will become kings. In the conversation, I have an occupation. God's appearance, Kikitesu Bhavishadhi, Kikitesu in the Bihar province in India. Bhavishadhi, because Abbot Plan was written 5,000 years ago. Lord Buddha appeared about 2,600 years ago. So therefore, it is said that Bhavishadhi, in the future, yes, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, Lord will appear as Buddha, his mother's name will be Anjana. And his business will be to cheat the atheists.
To cheat the atheists.
Sanmaha Surabhidham. Surabhidham means atheist. Surabhidham. But those are India's thoughts. Lost devotees. Let me say this. So, to Vildan. What is that Vildan? Vildan is Vildan. That is that they become so much absorbed at this animal thing. They forgot everything about God. So, it's a what is God? It's not God. Lord Buddha says, yes, there's no God. Lord Siddhanta, there's no God. Why? That is a God. But what I say, you call death, that is God. It is not to say.
But yet, the Kepta, he, you know, claims not to, to be neither God nor not God.
But he never claimed that I am God. He said there is no God.
No, he didn't say there's no God either. He said
that's hurting them.
All conceptions of the existence of the self, as well as all conceptions of the non-existence of the self, as well as all conceptions of the existence of the Supreme Self, as well as all conceptions of the non-existence of the Supreme Self, are equally arbitrary being only conceptions.
Yeah, that is a generally of one. So, they do not believe in God. So, still, the Buddha says, you don't believe in God. So, but they are not believing God. God does not. There are so many examples. The same way I do not think. So, this is transcendental cheating. Sometimes father has to cheat his child. That's not cheating. It's good. But apparently it's like cheating. Time is insistent and why? Yes. We are all that. But we do this. Right, of course. Yeah. It's very good. Very good. But what's now? And that's how we verify. Basically, there's a real God. God takes about sitting God in a different way. There is nothing. What is the God in Buddha?
Simply speaking, one does not worship Buddha.
Oh, yes. Big temples and Burma and
But the practice in the temples is the
right thing. Maybe. That is a little different. That's how. But the example of actually in God works
in
the
Zen Buddhism and in
that is later in Buddha. Originally, God Buddha, the statue of God Buddha was the law.
Originally, there was no Buddha. There was a wheel for the doctrine, for the Dharma. This wheel, and then for a then when the Europeans came, then they made a statue of a human face for them.
No, Otherwise, whole India was Buddhist. Whole India. Sometimes in Jagannath temple, there is something. Then you can say, yes, it's not. they say that he has a good thing.
I think I told you, right?
Yes,
I got inside the temple. I was silent. And they believe I was a madman. I had long hair. And I had pajamas. So I went inside.
Yeah.
And when anybody came to ask me anything, because I was afraid of opening my mouth.
There is no enemy of it now.
So I just kept my mouth closed and got down on my knees and kissed the thing. So they also said I was crazy, so they kept away from me. So I got
into it. So you had a nice blue umbrella now?
Yes,
I had that one.
Very beautiful. Well, I was there about a week.
I
was afraid to go in and out many times. I figured I did it once. Well, I got away with it once. And I didn't want to.
Then that Aquarian God says, then that the Lord Jesus Christ, you
can be done. I'm going to accept
Jesus Christ for the day. He was hidden thing with the priest. One priest was very friendly.
He's double team.
Yes. And you are discussing philosophical.
According to the Aquarian Gospel, Christ was in Jaina.
Yes. And he saw Radha Yatra. And there is name of Krishna.
Radha
Yatra. And we are going from San Francisco. So that is okay, huh?
We went to Mathura also. We went to Mathura.
Mathura, yes.
For several days. Vrindavan for about a week.
And you stayed there, Vrindavan?
Yeah, about a week.
Oh. You have seen it now nicely.
Well, we went from one temple to another, sang. Back by the river. Went to the little garden where the tree is.
Vrindavan.
And met two bhakti devotees. The one I mentioned, Srimata Krishnaji and Banki Bihari.
Banki Bihari?
Yeah, they translate from Mirabai.
English.
So they get into English. Good translations. Good translations. They are published in the Bhakti Aditya Bhavan series. In that series, they have four or five books.
They have five books.
One, Sufis, Yogis, Saints. Poets like Mukeshvara. And then another of Mira. Two volumes of Mira, with a life of Mira. And one on the Kumbh Mela. A book on Kumbh
Mela. Good scholars.
Yeah, good scholars. They know blank also. They know English things.
Mataji?
Sri Mata.
In which area? In the Rizabad.
With you?
Yeah.
1962.
Oh, at that time I was there.
Probably passed on the street. You were there then?
Yes. I left Vrindavan now in 1965. From 1956. I don't know.
I'd like to go and live there for a while today. I'd like to go and live there. It'd be good to live.
Would you?
I think so. Pretty soon I'll be going back.
Good luck.